Making Room for the Lord, Part 2, a meditation of Ken Wyeth Reyes on the song Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne, written by E.S. Eliot. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord is here! A truth that should have been greeted with rapturous celebration was greeted with silence. The Messiah is here! A declaration that should have been a comforting voice to thousands of awaiting ears fell on deaf ears. The King is here! A message that should have been met with exuberant joy was greeted with rejection. To think that there was no room at the inn to greet the Lord Jesus. After centuries of waiting, Israel offered no welcome for the arrival of the Messiah. Go with me to those dark streets of Bethlehem. Walk with me those dim, torchlit streets. Listen with me to the silence that greeted the Lord. Feel with me the despair that came upon Mary, pregnant with child and with anticipation, when she heard that there was no room at the inn for her labor. Cry with me her tears of pain. And would that the occupied inn were only a piece of history. No, the same thing that happened all those years ago in Bethlehem is still occurring today in our world. The metaphor of the inn that had no room is still one of the most biting indictments of our modern lifestyle. We celebrate Christmas with months of music, food, gifts, and decoration, yet forget the newborn Christ. We celebrate Easter with flowers, banners, and beautiful clothing, yet forget the risen Christ. We go to church every Sunday, and yet outside of those 2 hours each week, forget the living Christ. And we should be ashamed. Far be it from us to judge the innkeeper for turning away Joseph and Mary, and yet live unaware of our own ignorance and apathy. May we turn away from our distractions toward the Lord Jesus. May we make room for the Lord, lest we find no room in His kingdom when He returns. The Lord is coming soon. And, dear friend, if you have never yet found room in your heart for Jesus, do not wait. He loves you and has given His all for you, and is waiting for you to respond with your all. If you needed a sign, this is it. Make room in your heart for Jesus, and you will find the greatest fulfillment of all in His kingdom. And, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, join me in denouncing our distractions once more, and make room for the Lord. So come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for Thee. This proceeding has been brought to you by the United Evangelical Church of Malabon. Thanks for listening. May God bless you.